BlakeRadio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
This is your favorite TNA knockout, Tara.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling, Christopher Daniels.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rack.
We're not acting like we're in second grade. We are working through our anger issues. You see, Kane and I, we used to be a lot like you. But thanks to Dr. Shelby, we're in a better place now. And not only that, we are champions. You do want to be a champion again.
Yes.
Don't you, Andy?
Yes, I do. And after I win the Royal Rumble match, I...
Wait. First, we win our tag match, and then... Group hug!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE and TNA.
Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian.
The
tag team champions.
No, world tag team champions of the world.
That's redundant.
Totally redundant. We're two planets worth of great. We've established this time and time again. World tag team champions of the world. Hashtag it, everybody. You'll see.
The first time you hear it, you think you made a mistake.
Intelligent people know better. That's all I have to say on that.
And just whichever like two worlds you want to choose, it's up to you.
Like, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Even Pluto counts, even though it's not a planet anymore, despite the fact they found another moon.
But it is still a dog.
It is.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
If you smell la, 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 what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Sorry about your damn luck.
Do the Macarena on the Rack. Welcome, everybody, to yet another show, a different show. We're not doing our typical tonight. And Kane Kitten, sadly, there is no safe word. You're just going to have to deal with it. So sorry. Work these things out in advance. I am, of course, your host, Lindsay Ward. And joining me this evening is the birthday boy himself. That's right. It's our producer's birthday, Sir Rockin.
You're never safe on this show. Haven't you learned that by now?
Ever. This is not a safe show. And happy birthday, Rock.
Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, everybody.
And we'd also like to send out a big shout-out to our sponsor, MemLanePromo.com. Go there for all your memorabilia needs. Check all their neat stuff out. They've got some great things right now, so definitely go check it out. Things that coincide, especially with baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
They posted a baseball bat from the Braves, I think, from Upton the other day, and I was like, oh, if only... Only I had the money. You torture me so.
So yeah, go check out our stuff, memblamepromo.com, and this is an update for people wondering if you got, earned a prize in the last, like, 2 months, you're getting it Saturday. So there you go.
Hoo-hoo! So there you go, your prizes are on the way out. Jed, I will send your book tomorrow, I promise, I swear, I get paid tomorrow. That's, of course, if I don't get distracted by the one, the only, the amazing Dean Ambrose, but we'll just have to see.
Yeah, but anyone who I have prizes to from menlanepromo.com, yeah, you're going to get them on Saturday, they said, so.
Yeah, okay. They're well, if they're not there by Saturday, hold rock to it.
Hey, this is what the post office told me on Wednesday.
Yeah, but you can't hold the post office accountable for anything, so they're going to have to hold you accountable.
They say Saturday. If not Saturday, Tuesday.
Lies. All lies. If it's not there by Saturday, call Rock and, you know, just let him have it.
Yes, call me. Yes. If this shit's not there by Tuesday, call me and we'll talk, you know. And as always, my number is 587-894-7369. So that's, once again, 587-894-7369.
Leave him a friendly voicemail.
But if you would like to call into this show, it's 267-297-1397.
That's right. If you have questions for us, we'll be addressing those later in the show because it is Ask the Rack Night. Yes, instead of doing our normal Impact recap and all our discussions, we do have a question tonight, though. Sadly, Lindsay has to go to work right after the show because my boss decided it would be fun to schedule me midnight to 6 a.m. on Thursday night into Friday morning. So, yeah, we can't do the show as normal. It's normal length. So we're going to do a shorter version of the Rack this evening. I'm so sorry. If you're looking forward to our Impact recap, well, you're just going to have to turn it until next week.
All right. You know what? Let's promise them. We promised them a little bit of Impact, so this is where I'm going to go like this. For those who didn't see the show.
Spoiler alert!
It was a great show. Lots of things happened. People won championships. People returned.
People won championships. People returned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to find the show and watch it. Because sadly, I missed it as I was having dinner with a friend. Who brought me Timbits?
Stuff happened. People were slammed. And there was no referee cam.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
And, you know, something we have in the news about somebody certain injury? Well, we got some news about that on the show as well.
We did. Well, let's get right into it. What we heard that James Storm does, in fact, have an owie. He's potentially out, but, well, from what I read on Twitter, he may not be out.
Mr. Storm is not out. Mr. Storm will be, in fact, at Slammiversary on June the 2nd, live from Boston, Massachusetts, or right outside of wherever they're holding it. Go to ImpactWrestling.com for full details on where to actually find it. But he has found himself a partner, and spoiler, it's someone we haven't seen in a long time. And when people go away for a while, they grow beards.
Well, who is it?
It is the one and only Gunner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now.
Yeah, there were a couple other choices, including Robbie E., who tried to get came up with a bunch of different names for a tag team, which I can't remember at this point, and they were horrible. And the other one was a man by the name of Shark Boy.
Oh my god, Storm didn't pick Shark Boy?
No, he didn't pick Shark Boy, no.
Damn it, Stormy! Storm and Shark Boy, it would be amazing! I was stoned, it should have been Shark Boy!
But yes, we had a Shark Boy appearance tonight on Impact, so.
Damn it, the one night I'm not watching, he's on, of course! I'll have to go back and watch it.
Yeah, you're going to want to watch the show. Lots of things happened, so. But, yeah, Storm is wrestling at Slammiversary.
Well, I imagine it's not much, but...
They're continuing the story, so that's...
Well, that's always good.
Mm-hmm. And with 7 other people, like we were talking about before, he's going to be fine.
Well, good. Yeah, I was going to say, he probably won't be out in the ring much, but, well... We'll just have to see.
We shall see. But yes, this Dream Storm is hurt at this point. And yeah. We'll see how much he can go. He was limping around a bit tonight, walking in the ring, so you could tell it's bothering him, but it's 2 weeks to go, so we'll see.
I think it's just a strain, it's not a tear.
No, but it still kind of hurts.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what else is going to be hurting.
What's that?
People's wallets.
Why's that?
Well, it seems that Impact Wrestling, in conjunction with the Georgia Lottery Commission, have come up with a new scratch game. Kind of sorry I don't live in Georgia to get this. I may have to convince a friend to buy me some tickets. There is a scratch-off Impact Lotto game in Georgia. I'm kind of a little jealous. I kind of want one. Not lying. Not even lying. Not even joking. If anybody in Georgia is listening to this show, get in contact with me. I will send you money in exchange for lotto tickets.
You can email her at contact@rackradioshow.com.
That's right.
But yeah, they had those tickets in North Carolina, I believe, at one point.
I'm not sure if it was Impact or if it was Flair.
Flair had them. Yeah, that's right. It was Flair. My bad.
Yeah, but Flair was with Impact Wrestling at the time, so he was able to, they were able to sort of leech off that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were actually inspired by Flair, so.
Hey, that's cool. It's a cool little thing. It helps Georgia out and Impact. Their visibility gets stronger, especially in the Georgia area.
Well, it's just in time for them to come to Atlanta, which I believe they're doing in June, so...
Yes, they'll be there June 6th.
I know. I got the email for it. I was so pissed. I hate it when Ticketmaster sends me emails for stuff happening in Georgia, and it's like, oh.
I'm not there at the moment.
I can't go, because I'm here.
Aww.
But that's okay. That'll be fixed soon enough. But I guess speaking of going, I'm not sure whether we want to talk about somebody leaving jail or people getting released.
Let's go with jail first.
All right, well, here's a warning to the male population of the world. Sunny is out of jail. She was released this week after completing her sentence, and she has come out with a few things. She has written a tell-all book while in prison and plans to publish it. And she is also apparently moving to New Mexico for a fresh start.
Fresh start, you say?
Mm-hmm. King Kitten, she's going to be near you. Watch out.
Better watch out. You know, sunny days may be ahead for you.
Yeah, she may want to move in. She'd be looking for a roommate, yo.
That's funny.
So yes, but on the upside, yay that Sunny's out of jail. Yay that she is apparently recovered from her crazy.
Yeah, and hopefully she's fully recovered from her crazy and all that fun stuff.
Another interesting note that's coming out is that she apparently had a cancer scare while in jail.
Yeah, so hopefully that's all been taken care of. We joke, we take shots, but in all seriousness, I hope she is doing well in her recovery, because it's kind of a bitch, that drug habit.
Yeah, I personally, the show personally wishes Sunny all the best. Best of luck to you in New Mexico. I hope she can make a fresh start for herself and that she can get on the right path.
I agree.
So, best of luck to her.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it seems somebody else got the best of luck, at least from the WWE.
Bunch of people, in fact.
A bunch of people. You saw multiple wrestlers, including guys on the NXT roster who had been visible on television, and some divas get released last week, which came as a surprise, especially since they're preparing to open in the new wellness center in Orlando.
Yeah.
Or the new developmental center, I should say.
Yeah, the new performance center, which JR went through the other day, yesterday, or today, I should say, and said that it's really nice. And yeah, they released a bunch of people. Sakamoto was one of them. Dolph Ziggler's brother was one of them. Derek Bateman was another one that got released. Off the top of my head, those are the three that I remember.
Percy Watson was one.
Oh, right, that's it. Yeah, he was on NXT.
Michael Tarvin was another.
Michael Tarver?
Maybe.
No, Michael Tarver was gone. Who are you talking about? I'm not...
Tarvin? He was the football player.
Okay. Kane Kitten's Corner. Just because I know where you're going after that's a corner now, before you even get started. Yeah. So a bunch of people were released. They're basically cleaning out, some of the guys that they haven't seen improvement from. Because they were going to be bringing in a bunch of new people when they open this facility. And this is where we could tie into the other story you have of their next deal.
That's right. We may be seeing those people come from the NFL. JR was up in Washington, D.C. He was speaking to the NFL, and there's apparently they're trying to work out a deal where players who have been rejected by the league, have been cut from teams, can be sort of ushered over to the WWE as a way for them to get new talent and bring them in.
Which, if you think about it, is a really cool thing.
It's a cool thing, and it's not.
Okay.
It all kind of depends on the players that they get.
I think they're talking about the lower guys who get cut like now in the early on in training camp. The guys on the outer edge that don't get picked up from teams.
Right, I understand that, but it's still, you have different types of builds and that kind of thing, and plus, you know, obviously I understand football players have to be very athletic to do what they do, and to even get looked at by an NFL team means you're highly athletic, you're in shape, those kinds of things, but not everyone has the skill to be a pro wrestler. So that's my concern, is that, yeah, you're picking up all these football players, and that's wonderful, and some of them may turn out great, but my concern is some of them are not. And they're going to go after these guys who are built like a brick shit house and push them when they don't really have the knack for it.
Right, but at the same time, that's what this whole center is going to possibly be for, is to weed out those type of people.
Oh, I know. I mean, I have faith in it. I'm just a little hesitant on it just because they've brought in football players before and it hasn't worked.
It hasn't, but at the same time, we've seen people who have success who've been football players in the past. It's a mixed bag, and you can't blame them. The kids out of college, you know, try to be a football player, don't always make it. So at least they're giving them another avenue to go down, and hell, if they can work a deal with the NFL and maybe get, you know, players to come in and in exchange get some promotion from the NFL, that only boosts WWE's stock.
This is very true. Especially since they're both highly concerned about concussions, they can work together on that as well.
Yeah, this is a business thing, because they're big on concussions, they can learn stuff from WWE, WWE can learn stuff from them. It's a win-win if you can really strike that deal.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it. I want to see where they go with it, and hopefully it turns out for the positive, and we get some talent out of it. And that's all that you want, really.
Yeah, hopefully we get some talent. Hopefully it turns out well. Crossing my fingers.
Right.
And I really don't have a way to route back to this, but on a side note, as far as the releases go, WWE head writer Aaron Redman was let go after 6 weeks.
Yeah, that was a big shocker. It was been floating around the last couple of days that he was released. Biggest problem, he didn't have wrestling experience, as it were. Even though everyone liked him, his lack of wrestling knowledge basically killed him. killed.
Which
to
is
stay,
interesting.
Killed to stay with the company, and you would think if, is you know Marcus Gravon, John Cena. That's the chat room's naming off wrestlers, people who football play, people who are football players turn wrestlers. Because one of the things they basically said, you didn't need to know wrestling. That was one of the qualifications for the job. You did not need to know much about the product.
Which is interesting because if you listen to people on the inside talk, especially when it comes to creative, if you talk to people on the inside of the WWE, they will tell you that having wrestling knowledge doesn't matter as much as having TV experience.
Right.
That there was a point where they were not looking for people to have wrestling knowledge. And that could possibly now be shifting, and that could be because of Triple H's influence, where he now wants more wrestling-tuned writers to be brought back in, as opposed to soap opera writers. Which makes sense.
It does make sense, but again, maybe they don't... I guess the guy in the head guy should have some knowledge. I guess that's basically the way to put it. Best way to put it. That's probably what hurt him. If he was just another writer on the staff, I think his job would have been safer.
Oh, I agree.
But now that he was put in the head position, I think his lack of knowledge probably led to his dismissal. At least that's what we've been hearing. We need to actually hear some more exactly why. But it's a big change, and that's two head writers gone in a matter of 2 months.
Yeah, a little bit over 2 months, so... But if you think about it, now is a better time for them to change up their writing staff than right before WrestleMania.
Right.
Or even during the road to WrestleMania. So, I hate to see anybody lose their job at that because that sucks.
Right.
But at the same time, it's better for the product and the company because they're now in kind of that lull after Extreme Rules where they're going into the summer, and the summer storylines usually are not as hot as in between Rumble and Mania and later in the fall.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see what this leads, and if it is a sign of improvement, we shall see. Not much more I can really say about that one.
Yeah, not much more we can say on that one, and again, no segue, but the last story that we kind of picked up on and tuned into was the fact that, well, as we all remember, that infamous incident in WWE headquarters where Brock Lesnar did the stare at the Rock poster, and we heard that he was, in fact, going into business for himself over that.
Mm-hmm.
There are now rumors circulating that they're unsure if The Rock is going to be working WrestleMania this year. They're hoping he's feeling better by Survivor Series, and that he may confirm that he is in fact ready to work one more match, possibly with Brock Lesnar. And if he's not, well, Taker may get his wish, and he may get Brock.
He may get Brock, and yeah, and I think Brock went into business for himself too on Sunday when he crossed Hunter's arms.
He's sending signals.
Brock's having fun. Best way to put it, Brock is having fun.
Well, it's no secret backstage that Brock and Taker are friends.
Mm-hmm.
At least they were before the incident. I'm not sure if they've kissed and made up since. But they were at least friendly to each other before the Taker did the infamous, you want to go, to Brock at a UFC pay-per-view. So I think it would be appealing to Brock because at the end of the day, Brock is a businessman and he knows that working Taker at Mania, that's money.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make a lot of zeros to do that.
Yeah.
Especially if it's Taker's last match. So, which it may or may not be. But this will probably be Taker's last Mania unless he is feeling that good that he can go forward after that. So we'll just have to see. But that is the rumor right now, starting a little bit early for WrestleMania, but when you only work 3 pay-per-views a year like Brock Lesnar, I guess they have to start early.
Yep. Yes, you do.
Thanks, Stone. You just fell asleep. Thank you. That makes me feel so good about this show.
No, it's because he's you know, he should be in bed already. He should test his bedtime already.
Well, for the love of Pete, go to bed, dude.
No. He needs to, you know, he needs to stay awake because he can ask us questions when we come back for break.
Okay. Yes, Matt, there's a show. You can't see it, but I'm giving you a very obscene finger gesture at the moment. So anyway, we are kicking it to the break, first break of the evening, probably the only break of the evening. Well, I have no idea. We'll see how it goes. So when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Ask the Rack. But before we go, because we forgot to introduce it, what's the question of the night?
I'm going to do the one we came up with really late at night last night.
What, the pants?
Yes, the pants.
How the hell do you wear a pair of pants, or how the hell do you put on a pair of pants over your head?
We want that answered when we come back from this break. You better be ready.
We do, so you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees inside. Where is the velvet dust? It really doesn't say. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNAsylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling. created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
And now, haiku time. With René Dasso, Diane, some dumb was he get.
Cheap Heat Radio. Not at all ripped off. Truly, we would never lie.
Opinions mixed. Many arguments will be had, but Lita is a slut.
Wild Talk Radio. Home of Cheap Heat Radio. Inside Braden's belly.
Views expressed within, only those of guy talking. Standard boilerplate.
Got an indie show? Promote it on our show now. Many more people.
Wrestling gets discussed. Pop culture references made. Cheap Heat Radio.
Cheap Heat Radio. Our thoughts may not be true, but your sports team does suck.
We need ad ideas. Haikus are running their course. Next time the hosts rap.
Cheap Heat Radio. Join us at 8:30 time. 'Cause what else is on?
Hey, what's up? This is Kaz. I'm great. You're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by MemLanePromo.com. Head over there and check out all their awesome memorabilia stuff. Go buy Rock a birthday present because he surely deserves it. Maybe they even have some Philly stuff, you know, from when they were a good team.
Oh, I was going to say, thanks, I do deserve it, and then you take the shot. Really? Wow, it's my birthday. Wow, you already take a shot. Jesus.
Well, you know, it's only your birthday for 20 more minutes.
Yeah, this is true. I'm technically like 18, but who's counting?
And I've been nice to you all day.
We have barely talked, so that's your way of saying being nice?
Yes, that's my way of being nice. I've left you alone all day.
Right. Such a treat.
Yes. And, of course, we're coming back, and we've got our other awesome sponsors, TNAsylum.com. Go there for all your TNA needs, because it is the haven for TNA fans. And, of course, our friends over at PWMania.com, who give us all our awesome news, notes, and some interesting pictures lately.
Yes, that you can hear us on both sides tonight. So, hi, everybody.
Hey, if you're listening. So, now we've got one of our favorite segments, Tweet of the Week.
To be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Okay, so we both have a lot. Who wants to go first?
You can go first, because I have a lot. And yeah.
Yeah,
make
okay.
Make sure I don't, you know, ask your, put out yours, so go.
All right. Well, my first one, AJ Lee, she was sending out a picture of customized shirts that she likes to cut up, to which she then says, and if you're allowed near scissors, I rarely am, make sure you tweet me your customized versions. Advertising her brand spanking new shirt, which you can pick up on WWEshop.com. It is amazing, and I want it, and hopefully they have it tomorrow.
Right.
Then, of course, we have Biggie Langston and Caitlyn. I don't know who decided to put these two together on Twitter, but it's awesome. Biggie tweets, when I reach 100K followers, I'm going to rub Vaseline all over my body and hit the streets. To which Caitlyn then replies, this erotic fan fiction just writes itself. Biggie then replies, I write one in which you have a gauntlet match. I can't say more. And then Caitlin's response is that it will still end in disappointment and Vaseline.
It ends the same way yours does. Vaseline and regret.
Yes. Amazing. And then the last one, another one of AJ Lee's. What could be better than the Shield-holding titles? The Shield-holding puppies and asking me how my day was.
Okay.
I think that's every girl's dream. Just pointing that out.
Okay. I don't have a transition for that, so I'll just say AJ Lee tweeted the following. Do I want to be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me. Thought that was a poetic tweet. Shawn Michaels gets asked this question. Was there any move you really hated taking in WWE? His response, yes, all the ones that hurt a lot.
Go, Shawn.
Someone tweeted, if you ever say anything to me on Twitter, I'm going to go to Kinko's and get it blown up into a poster. AJ Lee's response was, banana hammock, your move. Tommy Dreamer, every time a Singapore cane breaks, Sandman drinks a beer, and I cry, gain weight, and lose hair. Poor Tommy. AJ Lee didn't hang up my call with his Ziggy tonight, so he heard the whole assault. He was terrified. And recited Liam Neeson's Taken quote. Dolph Ziggler to Biggie Langston and Tony Dawson. I'll be damned if that Scott Stanford wanna be as loud on any of my yachts. But yes. And that was in a response to basically sharing win loss lessons and then going yachting with Chaz, Tripp, and Tony Dawson. Dolph Ziggler goes, hell of a job tonight, babe, at WWE AJ Lee. Love to tilt the widow. You know how much I love your submissions, wink. Caitlin goes, ah, my eyes are still burning from seeing the vast array of selfies on Cody Rhodes' phone. Stop with the filters was her hashtag. Another reply to the series with Big E, Langston, and Caitlin, he responded to her by saying, that's where you're mistaken. Your gauntlet match never ends. It's like purgatory, but with a really long slip and slide.
Okay, then.
Retirement plan. Open a hotel. Offer complimentary food and drink. Attach a note that reads, in fine print, you have kind eyes. Take the loot. And a couple more from AJ. Traveling is not the same without my Ziggy and Biggie yelling, keep it down! I shouldn't be hearing this from the next room. We fight a lot, in parentheses. And someone asked, when are you guys going to settle down and have a baby? According to my loose shirt / baby bump in that pic, pretty soon. So there you go. That's Tweet of the Week.
Such a fun segment.
I love this segment. It's fun. You just scout Twitter and you just see how crazy and weird WWE superstars are on Twitter.
And Dolph Ziggler has been amazing.
Ziggler has been amazing. AJ's been awesome as always. And Big E has, becoming one of the favorites on Twitter?
He is. He seriously is. But now...
But now we're going to do a segment we've never done before. It's called Ask the Rack.
Yes.
Where we put
I'm a little scared.
Where we put you all in charge of asking the questions that we'll pose here right now. First one comes from Ezinwa, from Jaeger's fame. If there was one female wrestler you'd love to interview but can't, who would it be?
I don't know if she qualifies as a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to interview Stephanie McMahon.
Stephanie McMahon, you say? Why is that?
Just because she's one of those, she's a woman that I very much admire.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be one of those, I would do it for the sake of doing it, just for a chance to talk to her.
Right.
And really pick her brain.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. Because she does have a very keen eye on the business, and she's got a mind for it, you can tell.
Right.
And it's just one of those things that you look at how far she's gone in the family business, and you look what she's done to the company, really what she's doing to the company. Because all the charity work that they're doing is because of her.
Right.
She's the one that's pushing that forward and making that happen, and so she's really changing the company for the better. And I'd love to talk to her about that, about the past, about the future. So... As far as a wrestler goes, if you don't want to qualify Stephanie, I would say Luna.
Good one. Good choices out there. Stephanie's a good one.
Yeah, Stephanie would just be more... Stephanie would be more just because I can. So what about you?
Me, Stephanie's a good one. I'm gonna steal Stephanie. again, with what we do, never say never, brother. No one's out of reach unless they've sadly passed away. But Stephanie would be a good one. Dixie Carter would be another one.
Dixie would be an interesting one, yes. I would agree. Especially to talk to her about TNA's journey.
Because since me and you have been there since basically the beginning, it would be nice to pick her brain and talk to her about the business, the company from day one moving forward.
AJ would be another good one from Kane Kittens. But AJ, I would probably flirt with her and drool all over the whole time. But Dixie Carter, and I think the common theme between Dixie and Stephanie is that they're both women in a men's business, or I should say in a male dominated business, and how they sort of cope with that.
Mm-hmm.
And how, because if you look at it, especially for Stephanie, she's really kind of bent the business to fit her instead of the other way around.
Right. So there you go. That answers your question. And then why? Matt Goldberg goes, where's the basement?
There's no basement in the Alamo.
Your move now, Matt. Your move.
Your move.
Alright, I'm going to jump around a little bit. Let's see. Why are drive-thru ATM machines in Braille?
You got something against Braille, yo?
Kane Kittens.
Kane Kittens, are you disenfranchising the ATM machine? I mean, what?
Are you, my friend, a racist? Are you? You asked the question, are you a racist now?
I mean, it's bad enough they've got that bump condition. I mean, now you're just pointing it out. That's just mean. Be a star, man. Be a star.
You know, you're racist, man. Just total racist. He also asked a question. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
The rooster. because we all know the man comes early and first.
Yeah. It's fact. Vincent Melendez on Twitter asked, do you think TNA will ever bring back the King of the Mountain match?
No.
Why not?
That's a match that's really closely associated with Jeff Jarrett. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where it's really his match. And I don't think they're going to bring that back without him in it, or at least to bring it back would connect him back to the company. And I think at this stage, it feels like they're actually trying to distance themselves from him. Even though he's still technically a part of the company, they're trying to sort of distance themselves from the fact that Jarrett is associated with that company. At least that's what it feels like.
I would agree with you.
So, they could. I'm not saying they could, but I don't see them doing that without Jeff Jarrett, because it doesn't make sense to do it without Jeff Jarrett, because he is the King of the Mountain, and so that is his match literally named after him.
Right. Stone Ambrose asks us, what is your favorite John Cena outfit?
I like it when he wears a suit. He cleans up nicely in a suit.
Okay. My response is, remember the time in Japan where he wore the Zubas pants?
Yeah, that was a good one.
So that's, if you're asking me, that's my favorite John Cena outfit, the Zubas pants.
The jorts really, he wore them for so long, you don't even see them anymore, so.
Yeah, and when he's wearing the camo, they've been better, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, she likes the suit, I say the Zubas pants, so, yeah, there you go. We got one from Matthew Goldberg.
Uh-oh.
If you could have one wrestling personality on your show, who would it be and why?
I don't know. I think I'd like to have Randy Orton on the show.
He'd be a good one.
He would be a good one, yeah. And why? Because it's Randy Orton.
Yeah, he probably has a lot of things to say. I would agree. Randy Orton would be one to have on the show.
Especially, you know, about his new movie, 12 Rounds Reloaded, coming out soon.
You never know.
And, of course, the other default answer is Taker.
Yeah, Taker, of course. Come on. You really think we were going to say... We weren't going to say Undertaker? Come on now. We want the Undertaker on this show. It's a given.
But I would take Randy Orton. I would totally take Randy Orton.
I would take Randy Orton in a heartbeat, but... Undertaker? Come on now. It's Undertaker.
Who wouldn't want to interview the Undertaker? Come on.
If you didn't want to interview the Undertaker, then you got some serious problems. I mean, in second place, it would be Mark Holloway. But I'd rather interview the Undertaker.
I don't know. I think I would like to interview Mark Holloway more, because Mark seems more talkative than Taker. Taker just is not a talkative individual. So maybe it would be better to get Mark Holloway.
Now that you mention it, Mark Holloway would be more talkative than the Undertaker.
And he seems friendlier, too.
He does. He does that. He does seem friendlier. And he likes to introduce himself.
He does.
So, there's your answer to that one. Let's go. Kate Kent asks, why are you sticky?
Because I just had a pickle.
There you go. He also asks, what do old people smell like?
Tim Stein.
Matt Goldberg asked the following question: If I give you a $10 bill, can you give me back some change?
Well, I can give you back some change, but I don't think you're going to like it. It's the government change. So I can give it back, you know, some Obamacare, some misspent money, some IRS scandal, that kind of change. But you're not going to get, like, you know, the coins and the dollars and stuff that you're thinking.
No, probably not.
And you're welcome, King Kittens.
And if, you know, that's why she's calling the police now. Well, you know, you're giving us money, so what kind of change are you actually looking for?
You didn't specify what kind of change you wanted for the $10. You just said, can I have change?
Calling the cyber police. They're probably off duty right now because, you know, that sort of thing. Kinkins asks, whose cruel idea was it for the word lisp to have an S in it? And why did Swagger take on that name if he had a lisp?
Because they could.
Because he's very special.
Something tells me that wasn't Swagger's choice.
It was just the name he was given. If the professor on Gilligan's Island can make a radio out of a coconut, why can't it be fixed? Why can't he fix a hole in the boat?
Because he's a freaking professor, not a scientist, damn it! I mean, they don't actually say what he's a professor of. He's just a professor, so he could be a professor of general fuckery.
And for how long they were on the island, most likely he was the professor in general fuckery. Now, going back to this change question Matt's asking. So, you're giving us $10. Basically, you want $10 back, basically, right? Is this because you need money for the stripper?
Well, he is asking for singles.
That's what I mean. If you're asking for singles, do you need this for the stripper? You can be honest with us. Oh, and he said yes, okay. What's her name, Matt?
Apparently, Matt likes to go to the club already, then.
Yeah, apparently. Your stripper's name is Moolah? So, when you go stripping, Matt, you call yourself Moolah?
Wow.
Oh, come on. It was easy.
It was easy. I'm Eddie's fabulous. Wait, are you just fabulous or are you fabulous? Complete with hand motion.
Jazz hands.
Oh, Cane Kittens. Corner.
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 Corner, sir. Alright, for Cane Kittens, asks, what has been your favorite segment on the rack and what's your favorite interview?
That's hard.
As far as interview goes, mine for me, Miz.
Miz was a good one. I think for me, it's kind of a tie between Tara and Trish. Just because I look up to them so much, they're personal heroes of mine, and to be able to interview both of them was really special to me.
Right.
So I would have to go with Tara and Trish. And plus, Trish was the first interview we did. And that was, like we said on the anniversary show, when we had talked about doing interviews, we weren't really sure we were going to even do them. And then we get Trish right off the bat. So that was pretty cool.
Because, you know, the producers are awesome. And I brought it
the producer
twice.
Is totally awesome, and he needs his ego stroked, apparently.
It's my Matt, goddamn birthday.
Not anymore!
It is still for you, so shush.
Well, fine. Matt, go stroke Rock's ego for a bit. Here's $10. Go.
Oh, that's all I'm worth? Okay. And a special shout-out to our interview with Matt Goldberg.
Yes, our very special shout out to our interview with Matt Goldberg, because Matt is also one of our favorites, but he's one of our favorite listeners.
where were we?
next favorite segment?
Favorite segment. That's a tough one. Kind of like tweet, but first favorite segment, I like our impact discussion as our favorite segment.
I'm actually going to go with some of our regular discussions that we have, just because it's one of those things where when we prep the show Wednesday night, and so we sit here Wednesday nights and we try to come up with what we want to talk about. And the discussions that we have to get to the discussions that we're going to have on the show are a lot of fun. Because we do. It's like, as you saw, the question of the night is, how the hell do you put a pair of pants on over your head?
That was just a random comment I made, smart-assly, towards something she said.
While we're doing show prep. So yeah, I would actually say show prep is one of my favorites, and also the discussions, because we've had a lot of really fun and good discussions on this show.
We have. No, Kinkins, no. Let's see. What 80s show from your childhood would you like to see as a movie?
Rainbow Bright.
Yeah, let's go with that. I know it's not 80s, but I'll say for 90s, because I'm changing the question. Salute Your Shorts, the movie.
Oh, that would be good. Only if they get the original cast back in some way, shape, or form.
Salute Your Shorts, the movie. That's what I want.
Basically, they're kids, because if you think about it, they're now old enough to all have kids. Go to Camp Anawana.
We hold you in our heart. where do baby takers come from?
Me.
Oh, hey, look at this thing.
Wow, that's a sticky pickle.
And there you go. Matt's like, earmuffs!
Really? That's going to make you cover your ears? Really?
You should just heard how the pants comment really came about.
Yeah, you should.
F. Mary Kill, Taker, Stormy, Wes.
I want to let you answer this one first.
Oh, this was. I don't think this was supposed to be asked to me, and if it was, I'm really offended.
Well, answer it.
No.
Yes.
No.
You answer it. Because we all know where I'm going to go, so... So tell me, Rock, who would you fuck, marry, and kill?
Not a fucking chance. Nice try, though.
Come on. Come on, it's your turn. After all you've done on Quick Hits, this is your penance.
Nope, no, it wasn't asked of me, so let's ask of you, Lindsay.
Does it say ask to Lindsay?
Ask the Rock, it's you, it's you.
Oh, so wait, I'm the Rack now.
Clearly, you're the Rack.
Well, you're a part of the Rack.
And this part's not answering that question.
Answer it!
Nice try.
See, Kinkins is saying do it.
No.
See, my answer is going to be boring. Your answer is going to be unique and different.
Yeah, no.
Nice. Don't try. Be Tim.
Nice try, though.
Don't be Tim.
You know what? Go fuck yourself.
For the answer, because Rock's being a girl.
No, if I was a girl, I would have to answer that question.
I'd marry Taker, I'd fuck Storm, and sorry, Wes, but I'd kill Wes. Yes, Kinkins, I played the Tim card because I can.
Who do you both feel, see, this one's asked to both of us, is the most undervalued or underutilized performer in major pro wrestling, either TNA or WWE?
EY.
Why?
Because he's EY. He's awesome.
That's a good one. The easy answer would say Dolph Ziggler because... Yeah, I'm still going to say Dolph Ziggler, even though he's a world champion. He's still underutilized.
Oh, wait. We have a late submission from the chat room, and it's addressed to you. Rock. Marry, fuck, kill. Yoko, Mabel, Big Dick Johnson.
I ain't taking no Big Dick from Johnson, so kill him.
And all right.
And that's your answer. Nice try, though. You're really going for that one.
So, anyway, what's the next question?
And finally, who would you want to manage from their peak slash heyday? To manage you from their peak slash heyday?
Paul Heyman.
Okay, why?
I think just on a professional level, he would do a lot of good because he obviously has a lot of connections in the business. He translates, you know, he's a real life manager. So as far as us as a radio host or us as a radio show, I think Paul Heyman would do the best. And on TV, it's Paul Heyman. Why the hell not? What about you?
Paul Heyman's going Bobby the Brain Heenan would be a nice one.
That'd be a good one.
And I also thought about this, Jimmy Hart. He'd be fun to have as the guy being the mouthpiece.
The mouth of the South.
Damn right, with all his cool jackets. Just imagine if he had a cool jacket with the Rack logo on it. That'd be awesome.
I was going to say he'd have boobs on his jacket?
Yes, he would have boobs on his jacket. And a megaphone for it.
So it'd be a booby phone?
A booby phone. That'd be kind of awesome.
That would be kind of awesome.
We'll do blast of one other one he asked in the chat room, I guess, if you want to. It was where I'm trying to find it, because everyone's talked a lot in the chat room. Basically, I think it had you casting everyone on WTR as the Wizard of Oz.
Well, let's see. Tim would be the wizard. I would have to be Dorothy. Mace would be the cowardly lion.
Mm-hmm.
But I make him just a lion because he's not cowardly. I'm debating whether you would be the scarecrow or Omega would be the scarecrow.
Okay.
And the Wicked Witch, well, I think we all know who's going to be the Wicked Witch.
There's so many answers for that one. There's so many answers for that one. And you're not going to say a name.
It starts with a T, has an under in it.
Yeah.
Yes, I am playing nice.
Yeah, she's playing nice. Okay. So there you go. That's, I'm going to say a quick hit. That's Ask the Rack for the first time in history on this show.
It's Ask the Rack. So we may do this regularly, we may not.
It was something fun and something different. Yeah, and
absolutely.
Yes. And yes, there is a card for that, Kinkins.
Totally a card for that. But before we get into our question of the night, if anybody out there is looking to call in, now would probably be the appropriate moment to do it.
Someone actually supposed to be calling in at this point?
somebody was thinking about it. Question is that somebody still awake?
I don't know. I don't know who, this is all your plan, so I don't know.
Yes, that's a hint.
So we'll just sit here and wait, because I have no clue what's going on.
It's a surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise. Oh, look at this. We have a special caller on the line. Let's see. Hello, caller. Welcome to the rack.
Happy birthday to you. Hi.
Hi, Omega. Thank you, Omega.
Lindsay, before I begin here, can you get this hint off my back? It's weighing me down.
No, suffer with it.
So what's on your mind, Omega?
Well, since it's your special day, Rock, I thought we'd have a little fun with it.
God, okay.
Rock and Sock, this is your life.
Alright, let's do it.
The internet personality of Rock and Sock was born in the chat rooms of Wrestling News Live, naming himself after his favorite iconic duo and forever associating himself with a man who drew a smiley face on his cock sock. As one of the most faithful regulars there, Rock's reliability eventually drew the attention of WrestleTalk radio host Tim Stein, entering the world's first business relationship where the real Jew was screwed over by the fake Jew.
Many times over.
As producer and occasional co-host of WTR, Rock immediately proved himself an exceptional improvement over Internet Dave by rarely speaking.
Who the fuck's Internet Dave?
Exactly. As WTR grew, Rock discovered his cure for his silence by clipping blackmail audio with each recording, building a library that ensures no host on the network could ever run for political office.
Yeah, you guys are kind of screwed when that comes to that. I'm just pointing that out. You guys are all totally screwed.
That's okay. All we have to do is go back through the CB radio logs, and we've got his ass, so we're good.
Oh, but he could not have done this alone. Rock, do you remember this voice? Actually, I don't have any voices from your past. No one wanted to speak to you again. As producer, he learned many new skills, including how to wrangle huge interviews. In the course of scoring these big-name stars, he also learned he prefers cherry chapstick.
It's delicious.
But it wasn't enough. Rock had his sights on his own show, and thus CB Radio was born, leading to nights where he had thoughts like, I want to discuss this man who wants to be a tampon.
That's your fault.
I'm just saying.
That's your fault. Just pointing out.
He still did it.
And it was tremendous.
It leads to today, where Rock has taken over the co-hosting position on The Rack, doing his best to fill a massive, cavernous, frigid, dry, bitter, thunderous hole in the show.
Yeah.
So he's the lightning if someone's thunder?
Happy birthday, Rock. And I think I speak for all of us. After all these years, I can finally call you someone I've met.
Bravo, sir. Bravo. Well done. I applaud you, sir. I applaud you. Thank you very much.
And this was on the non-roast night.
We do need to roast him.
Oh, God. No, yeah.
Do you not agree, Omega?
Oh, I totally agree.
You, Mace, Tim, and I need to get together, and we need to make this happen. Roast Rock. The Roast of Rock and Sock.
I'm game. Only if we follow up with the Roast of Omega.
I mean, I've heard rumors for years, but, you know, it's...
Well, we roasted Tim. Technically, we need to roast everybody on the network at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, yeah.
And your birthday is coming up.
Days it on.
What day is your birthday on?
Oh, thank God, Tuesday.
And no one would mind if we do a roast that night. Nothing happens that day. Anyway,
so do you have any comments on any of the Ask the Rat questions, since I knew you were listening?
Disappointed that you didn't respond with a standard Cards Against Humanity answer to some of those obviously loaded questions from the chat.
We figured that, you know, that that would be too...
Easy.
Easy. And expected.
We give people the unexpected on this show.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know, I can't answer fuck you, I'm a bear to everything.
That's why they invented fuck you, I'm Spider-Man.
But that only works once, too. I mean, if we're going to go for Cards Against Humanity, then I can only use the card once.
This is true.
And we technically did play the Thundercunt card, so, yeah.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Oh, God, Cane Kittens.
See, he went for the standard Cards Against Humanity answer. Why are you sticking a bigger, blacker, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's too easy.
Right. So,
yeah.
That's what we went with. You know, a pickle.
Fat and sticky pickle is an inside joke.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you like to stick around for our question of the night?
Don't really have anything better to do.
Okay, then. Lindsay,
well, that's a rousing endorsement. So, our question of the night is as follows. As we all know, Paul Heyman took on a new client this week, Mr. Curtis Axel. But I wondered this. What would happen if Paul Heyman took on a female client? Like, legit. Not, you know, a joke. Legit. He took on a female client.
That'd be interesting. It would actually, you know... It would actually raise a diva's stock for once and make them a true character on television. Think about that.
It would.
We can't have a diva be a character on a television. What are you talking about? This is madness, man.
Madness.
But think about if Paul Heyman maybe managed like AJ or Caitlyn.
Whatever Paul Heyman touches, I think Omega would agree, it would give that person instant credibility.
It would.
Well, yeah, because it's Heyman.
As far as AJ goes, I don't think AJ would work, because that's trying to control someone who's a loose cannon, and that's not what you really want to raise someone's stock. AJ can handle her own. Clearly, yeah, she has now t-shirts and cardboard cutouts of herself. Available at WWEshop.com.
Yes, if you ever wanted to have a cutout of AJ, now you can have one.
And many people are going to buy it right about now. Kinkins, what if he managed someone like Natty?
That would be an interesting choice.
You mean they'd push someone who deserves it?
I know, it's a new theory out there, but, you know, He would work for someone like Natty. He would work for someone... Here's a better one. Tamina.
Ooh, Tamina would be
good. That's a good pick.
Because she's that style person he likes to manage. And that would get her off as... And that would tie in, actually, with Curtis Axel. The whole next-gen thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to kind of see that now. Paul Heyman bring a female client into a stable of people... Tamina would work.
It might confuse Brock, but yeah.
Well, Brock's having a rest, so... I mean, at least on my side, Tamina would be good, Natty would be good. I'd like to see them... One of the things I really, just to kind of compare the two divisions, is one of the things I really like with the Knockouts division is how aggressive the girls are getting. Mm-hmm. Especially Gail Kim. And I wish the WWE Divas had that same aggression.
Right.
Where they weren't all skipping and happy and girly. It's, I want to see that one girl that goes out there and messes everybody's shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
many of us do.
But I want that kind of character back on WWE TV, and if you put Paul Heyman with that kind of character, I think it would really, one, it would really help her, but two, it would also bring that, like we said, legitimacy back to the division.
Right.
That is so, so desperately needing at this stage. Because it's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a friend, dinner with a friend tonight, and we were talking about the women's division. And he's like, oh, well, what happened to this person? Like, he asked me, well, what happened to Kelly Kelly? I haven't seen her in forever. She quit. Really? Where did Beth Phoenix go? She quit. Well, where's Alicia Fox? She's not on TV right now. It's like they have these characters, and he obviously asked me about a couple, including AJ, because he wants to do very bad things to AJ. But
don't we all?
Yeah. Get in line, dude. Get in line. So
only if I get in line behind you so I can watch.
So what, that means I get to go to the front of the line?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I get her first. All the rest of you can have the sloppy seconds.
Like I said, I just want to watch.
I know you do, you sick little... Anyway. But they have these characters that are viable and that are missed on TV. Because, like it or hate her, Alicia Fox is a character. And it's like, well, whatever happened to her? Where did she go?
Right.
For the longest time, we were asking, well, where's Beth Phoenix? What happened to her before she obviously got let go? Kelly Kelly was never a problem because she was always on TV, but they have all these female characters. I mean, to point out the perfect example, Caitlyn is your Divas champion. She only appears on TV in backstage segments, and that's once every 3 to 4 weeks if she's lucky. And when she does appear backstage, she does not have the title with her.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
And the only time she's really ever referenced as the Divas Champion is when they're referring to AJ as the number one contender for the Divas title.
Mm-hmm.
Why has the whole show got to be about AJ?
I don't know. Maybe because she's awesome. But just to take AJ out of the... But just to take AJ out of the equations, say it was, you know, Tamina's the number one contender, it would still be... Caitlyn is not getting the time she deserves as champion. They gave her that belt that they took it off. She took it off of Eve, what? 8-9 months ago now?
No, it was January.
Was it January?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just feels like a long time.
Feels like it's been forever, but it was middle of January, right before the Rumble.
Okay. So she's had that belt since January, and she's been on TV with it... Maybe 10 times? Maybe? And when was the last time she defended it on a pay-per-view?
I don't know if she has. Royal Rumble, maybe? I don't know if she even did it at Chamber.
She sure as hell didn't do it at Mania, and she didn't do it at Extreme Rules. She only had a backstage scuffle with AJ.
She did it at the Elimination Chamber, where she defeated Tamina Snuka.
Okay. So the last time she defended the title on pay-per-view was Elimination Chamber.
Right.
That was, what, 3 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have your champion who can barely get on TV, can't really get on pay-per-view, but yet we're supposed to take her as credible. Think about what would happen if, you know, Paul Heyman took on Caitlyn.
that would bring her instant credibility, and she would be a dominant champion, turn her heel big. Paul Heyman's the secret admirer.
Oh, God.
He wants to bring her into his stable, so that's why he's admiring her.
Well, if you think about it, Caitlyn is just looking at her. Caitlyn, she calls herself the hybrid diva, mm-hmm. is what she calls herself.
Right.
And she really is, because she's not built like the other divas. She doesn't look like the other divas. So she's got a really different, unique look to her, and I think they could really embrace it, but the problem is they don't want to. So you're right, turn her heel and have her be like, you know what, screw you guys, screw all of this. I've got your title, I'm going to do what I want kind of thing.
Right.
And have, so, okay, just to take Rock's theory, Paul Heyman is the secret admirer, but it's not in a romantic sense.
Right, it's admiring her talent and wants to manage her.
It's just how he hires all his talent. Some very awkward texts with Brock.
Actually, I can kind of see that, sadly.
Sorry, I'm imagining it now.
Yeah, you see it in your head, and you're like, wow, that's really wrong, mm-hmm. but funny.
Brock, Miss Paul. Kissy face.
And clip.
She said it, not me.
Making fun of Brock, go ahead.
It's going in the intro, baby. But it just... I was thinking about this, and it's... Because look what it did for McGillicuddy, Curtis Axel, whatever you want to call him, after one night.
Right.
And if you have a lot, and he's absolutely deserving of it. I'm not saying he's not deserving of it. He absolutely deserves it, and more. Mm-hmm. But it's like, what would happen if Heyman did that with one of the girls? Or Heyman walked up to Caitlyn, or he walks up to Tamina, or he walks up to Layla, and he says, you're a star. You're underappreciated. You're underused. I can give you everything you want. You know I can. Because, like him or hate him, he has that reputation.
Right.
He makes stars. As you said, everything he touches turns to gold.
Except the checkbook.
Except you don't let him near the checkbook.
You don't let him near the checkbook, but you let him near your career, and he does wonders for your career.
Rob Van Dam wouldn't be anywhere without Paul Heyman. Sabu.
Well, he's not anywhere right now.
Sabu, Tommy Dreamer, all those guys. They wouldn't have had a career without Paul Heyman.
Wait. Who was that second name?
Sabu.
Okay, for a second I heard the Tim pronunciation.
No, Sabu, or how does he... I don't even know how he pronounces it.
Sabu?
Sabu. Sabu, eh?
Don't you know?
Anyway. Yeah, those guys wouldn't be anywhere without Paul Heyman, so...
CM Punk.
Yeah, because Paul Heyman was the guy to push for him to be on the roster.
Paul Heyman pushed for Punk to be brought on to ECW.
Mm-hmm. Same goes for Brock Lesnar. You know, Brock got over for beating up people, but the guy to sell Brock? Paul Heyman.
It's Heyman. The guy that continues to sell Brock. Paul Heyman.
The only thing Paul Heyman couldn't do for Brock was get him into the NFL.
And he tried really, really hard.
It's Heyman. He's no miracle worker.
He does what he can. But yeah, so that was just the random thought. And then, of course, there's the other question of the night, which got some hilarious answers, of how the hell does one put on a pair of pants over your head?
I say for this answer, we throw it to Omega.
Me?
Yes, you.
I only had one answer last night.
And what was your answer?
It's something you really only want to do when you're impersonating one of those airmen in front of a car dealership.
I like that answer.
That's a good answer.
So, yeah.
But didn't we have some others?
Oh, they're on your Facebook. I have to actually go look on your Facebook? I have to stalk your Facebook? Okay.
Fine. Yes, you have to...
I have to actually go stalk Lindsay's Facebook. Watch me do this.
Kinkins, you assume Dean is going to get his pants back.
So we go to Lindsay Ward Facebook. I have to find it. Get drunk first? Cut a hole in the crotch and use the legs as arms? Yeah, I said, ask Jeeves. You know, one of our favorites, Kat, wants to use it as the next year's Halloween costume.
Fair enough.
So there you go. That's our questions of the night.
Chat room, do you have any suggestions?
I like how we sit in silence like they're going to answer in real time.
Well, you know, we gotta wait for the delay.
You give them the 7-second delay.
And Kane Kittens, shush, stop giving away all my secrets.
He says, very carefully. And Matt says, poop.
Now that is a Cards Against Humanity answer.
Matt Goldberg gets 5 points.
Five points, Gryffindor, well done.
So, we doing Ask the Magic 8-Ball before we wrap up?
Yes, we can.
Do you have the Magic 8-Ball near you?
I do.
So,
can you hear it, Matt?
Oh, yeah, shake that ball.
So, this is where we go and ask the Magic 8-Ball some weird and outrageous questions or anything we can think of. So, I asked the Magic 8-Ball, will Lindsay Ward get arrested tomorrow night?
Oh, Jesus. Will I get arrested tomorrow night? Ask again later.
Later. Will Lindsay Ward get arrested tomorrow night?
Will I get arrested tomorrow night? Concentrate and ask again.
Wow. The 8-Ball's drunk tonight.
Apparently. I think I shook it too hard.
I can't see anything, guys. I'm gone. Oh, God.
Okay. Will I end up stealing away the wrong member of the Shield? Outlook good. You know what? I would take any of them at this stage. Because I can ransom Reigns for Rollins or Ambrose, one of the two.
She has strategy.
I have a strategy. Let's see. Will Matt find the new battle packs anytime soon? Yes, definitely.
So there you go. Omega, do you have anything you want to ask the Magic 8-Balls?
I don't like to know my future. You people in this voodoo of yours, keep this weird shit away from me.
Will Omega get arrested at MetroCon this year? Yes.
Oh, God.
Will Omega forget to record something at MetroCon?
I'm not going to put that in the atmosphere. Because if it happens, he'll kill me. He knows where I live.
I've had nightmares about that.
I know, that's why I asked it.
Fuck.
Matt Goldberg asks, will there be a nice turnout for Terrify June 8th, which you can go to the Squared Circle June 8th at 5 p.m. Eastern, not Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, to see the debut premiere of Terrified, starring Lisa Marie Varon, a.k.a. Tara, a.k.a. Victoria, and produced, directed by the one and only Matt Goldberg. You can go to squaredcircle.biz. Matt, please make sure I'm right for that, for information on how to get to the restaurant. We're going to recradioshow.com for all event details. There's two screenings, 5 and 10 p.m.
Yes. Go check it out because it will be magnificent. And since Matt is our friend, wink, 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 he will send us a copy. Wink, 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 wink.
Nudge, nudge, nudge.
because we kind of want to see it since we're not in the state to go to the screening. So, anyway, will there be a nice turnout for Terrified June 8th? Yes, definitely.
Matt, you should know we will plug things.
We'll nudge you as much as we want.
Yes.
Will Cane Kittens get more invites to advanced movie screenings? Concentrate and ask again later. Will Cane Kittens get more invites to some advanced movie screenings?
And the answer is...
I can't tell, there's bubbles.
And we're going to take that as a no.
It is certain.
I say it's going to be a no. So that's...
I'm not asking that one because I already know the answer is no.
No, especially... And we should say charge it to Tim's account, but that's even a bigger no.
Yeah.
Because he won't even get us a damn island.
We want our island, Tim.
Like, seriously.
Will I hear back from Turner? Without a doubt.
There you go.
Will I get a job with Turner? Don't come up on the point. Will I get a job with Turner? Yes. Sweet.
I notice this 8-ball of yours is either confused or very positive.
Well, it is my 8-ball, so it could go either way on that.
Anyway,
does anybody have any more questions? Going once, going twice.
Sold.
Sold. So, all right, we are going to go ahead and wrap up the show for the evening. Omega, do you have anything you'd like to plug before we go?
Well, there's the usual stuff. TJOmega.org, TJ Omega on Twitter, TJ Reviews on Facebook, because some assholes took TJ Omega.
Sorry. My bad.
Were you the one who did it?
No.
Okay.
Wonder who actually has TJ Omega. That's weird. So what the hell is this?
Just some asshole nobody knows of. Like, he took the page name and it just, like, links to his normal Facebook account, which is a dick move.
Well, that was when they could, you know, when you can shorten your actual Facebook page to that.
You can do it to pages now, too, but not... I'm annoyed. I want my name.
So, we'll take him to Facebook court.
I could. I got the trademark.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah, follow Omega, tweet him, and stalk him on the Twitters. And go to his YouTube things. Because he's going to be putting out lots of videos soon, I think. By that's
gonna be a rough month.
Means Omega's gonna be really busy in June, so better watch his videos multiple times.
Yeah, so he can have lots of money for MetroCon.
Click many things.
Follow Matt Goldberg. He's on Twitter at MBGFilms. So there's your plug, Matt. And go to his event on June 8th at the Squared Circle, which is a restaurant owned by Tara. So check that out. Tomorrow night, I don't know if Mace is doing anything, I doubt it, so probably no video game night for Mace, but Lindsay's going to wrestling.
So, I am.
So we asked the one question before we go, that has really no answer. Why the fuck is JR going to be at the house show?
Yes, we don't know why, but JR and Shawn Michaels are both going to be at the show tomorrow night.
We figured out Shawn, but JR?
Yeah, JR we're not too sure about, so...
We'll have the answer next week on the show.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes on the show.
Saturday night, midnight, CB Radio, weird, wacky, the unusual. Sunday night, WTR Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega, covering a week of pro wrestling. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, with myself and Lindsay Ward. Tuesday night's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik. He speaks to people. Paul Diamond and Gangrel. This Tuesday night, yes, Gangrel and Paul Diamond, get ready. It's going to be exciting. Wednesday night, it is GP Radio with Matthew Forcina and Scott Barry, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of The Rack, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at rackradioshow.com. Check out memlanepromo.com, pwmania.com, wtrproductions.net. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Join the Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. And, you know, Tim has a promotion called Canadian All Pro. Go to his website, CanadianAllPro.com.
Check it out. So, I guess that's my cue to plug my stuff. You can go to my Twitter, at Lins Ward, L-A-N-S-W-A-R-D. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Please visit CassidyRiley.net. Check that out. And, of course, go to my DeviantArt, linsward.deviantart.com, if you want to see my artwork. And, of course, listen to this show. Listen to every show on this network, because we all work very hard on it. Please also visit our fine sponsors, memlanepromo.com, pwmania.com, and our friends over at tnasylum.com. Give them all a glance. Check them out. Tell them we sent you. I'm sure they'll greatly appreciate it. So, for Omega and for the birthday boy Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be back next week. Bye.